Hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 7th of December 2023. As you know, my name is Richard, coming to you from the Podding Shed. Hope you're having a great week and, more importantly, looking forward to the weekend. I know not everybody has weekends off, so I always feel a bit bad when I say that and I'm reminded that not everybody has a weekend off, but at the same time, weekends are the best time, I feel, for gardening, especially at the moment. December is always a bit of a dark month, and I have to admit, this month, so far, I have been struggling for motivation. It's dark in the morning, so I can't do much in the morning. It's dark when I get home from work, which means I can't do much in the evening. That only leaves the weekends, and it just seems like the weekends at the moment are always wet or rainy, all this plans in place. It's getting a little bit annoying. I'm sure, you know, once December's out of the way, it will be much better. But at the same time, I've got to try and make the most of the time we have. And in fact, this evening, I have sat down and I've just been planning out some of my outdoor electrics. And one of the things for this is to give me a little bit more light outside. Now, when it comes to electrics, of course, I have to say, get a professional in if you are going to be doing electrics. I have got a good idea of what I'm doing with electrics, and that's why I was able to make the plans. But even then, I would get an electrician just to give them a once over. Now, as I said, this weekend, the weather does look poor, and I always like to share with you my plans for the weekend on hope that it might give you an idea of a few plans that you might want to do. So with that in mind and the weather, it's going to be a bit tricky. But Saturday, Lee from the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast, he's coming down to my house. We're going to be recording the Christmas podcast. Well, he doesn't know that yet, but when he listens to this, we're going to be recording the Christmas podcast together. And I'm looking forward to seeing him. It's going to be our bit of a Christmas get together. I might suggest that we also pop over, trying to find something to do garden related. There's a museum of gardening that's in a garden centre. I might pop over and suggest we pop over and do that if the weather is bad. Now, on Saturday evening, I'm actually popping to another garden centre for a train ride. This is a garden centre in a village that I grew up in and would visit as a child. But it has a light railway. That's it. It has a light railway running through it. So we're going to do the Christmas journey on that. I'm going to make a video for that because I think that's going to be a bit of fun. So that only really leaves Sunday for doing any work in the garden or the allotment. So I'm going to have to get up early in the morning and pop to the allotment. One of the things I need to do is harvest our leeks. Got lots of leeks in the allotment and they need harvesting. So going to pick some of those up. And then I'm going to start pruning some of my trees, particularly the coppicing of my hazel tree. Now, I grow hazel so I can get hazel sticks as a way of growing beans up and things like that in place of bamboo canes. And I did that this year and it was fantastic. So the hazel tree does need coppicing. It is getting a bit big. So I'm going to do that hopefully on Sunday, which should get that job out the way, as well as give me more hazel sticks for next year. Then back at home, something I'm going to be doing this weekend is sowing some carrots. Now, this is a bit of an experiment. These particular carrots say they can be sown from January to May. And they are a variety, I forget the variety off the top of my head, but I was in a garden centre and I saw them. And okay, we're not quite ready for January, but I thought I'm going to give it a bit of a try. Sow some now, sow some in January as well, and see how they get on. Now, I have actually tried these in the past and they weren't successful, but that doesn't mean we're going to give up. We're going to give it another go. Now, if the weather is, of course, going to be our biggest problem, so if I can't do all of that, I may have to find something else to do indoors. I'm just going to quickly pull up the newsletter and look on the list, actually, to see if there's anything else that we can do. So digging over or mulching empty beds when frost freezing, we could certainly do. Pruning fruit trees, bushes and vines, of course. Feeding birds if possible. Yep, we could do that. Lift the leeks and parsnips before the soil freezes. Parsnips are still in the ground, ready for Christmas Day, so they'll stay there. Remove yellow leaves on brassicas. I can do that because that's a 5-minute job. Cut down dead asparagus or Jerusalem artichoke foliage. Again, another 5-minute job, so I can certainly do that. Dig a trench for next year's beans. Now, I'm not going to be doing that, but does give me an idea of something that I want to do. And cover winter brassicas with netting. Already done that. Keep fleece handy. Yep, that's always handy anyway. Infrastructure tasks, that's not going to be a weekend job, although that might come into play in the later on in the month. You get the idea. There's quite a few things that we could be doing this weekend. Now, I don't mind personally if it's cold. I can deal with it being cold, but it's being wet that I don't like. This is why I say I'm not looking forward to the weather when it is wet. But one way of avoiding, of course, the cold, wet weather is to stay indoors. And today I actually sowed the alfalfa seeds from this month's seed bag. Now, I haven't actually seen any posts from anybody saying they have got their seeds yet. I'm hoping you have all got your seeds because it's been a week now. If not, they are on their way. I think next, we're going to start sending them much earlier because I am not happy with how long they seem to take to get to you anymore. It used to be that the second class arrived before the first class, but that seems to have gone to the side. Anyway, the alfalfa seed. Now, this is a shooted seed, or what you may probably know it as is a microgreen. And it is such an easy vegetable or plant or salad to grow, that especially in these winter months. Now, I've spoken about microgreens many times before, and it's very much the same sort of routine. I take a simple plastic container, just a shallow tray. Personally, I use an old dog food container that I've thoroughly cleaned out. And then I just place a piece of kitchen towel in this tray. I moisten this tray with a bit of water, and to moisten the tray, I actually use like a spray just to spray on a bit of water. I use that quite a bit, in fact, when it comes to indoor gardening. Then I just scatter a few seeds on top of this kitchen towel. Now, I do find that we need to scatter these seeds quite thickly in order to get some decent harvests out of them. And that's easy to do. Just scatter them over. And then I just place that tray somewhere light and warm. Kitchen windowsill is great. Mine go under my grow lights, but a kitchen windowsill or something like that, where I can get plenty of light and warmth, will be fine. You could do them in a greenhouse, of course, as well, and they should do okay in a greenhouse as well. Now, I try and spray or check on at least with the how damp the kitchen towel is. It only needs to be moist. It doesn't need loads of water. Just moist, and I try and check that on a daily basis, and I pretty much find I am spraying on a daily basis. Now, by this time next week, those seeds should all be sprouted and pretty much be ready to germinate. Usually get little leaves on the top, and just simply I take a pair of scissors and cut it off at the base. And then what's left, the kitchen towel, just throw into the compost bin with all the roots and everything. But we've got that beautiful mass of microgreens. A bit like cress is the easiest way to describe it. And this is often used as a garnish in many posh restaurants. And that's, of course, something you could do just to jazz up your meals a little bit. But what I like to do with many of ours, when I add them to some of our salads, just to add a bit of flavour, a bit of crunch to many of our salads. I'm eating quite a few salads at the moment because I'm on a health kick trying to lose weight. But something else we also do with them is just to add them into sandwiches. So we could have a ham sandwich and we add some of this microgreens. Again, just adds a bit of flavour, something a bit different, while also getting a few more vegetables in us. And something else I like to do, if we're having soups, I take make a bowl of soup, and I take a load of this microgreens and just place it in the middle of a soup. It just adds a bit of a garnish, but also gives a bit of bit of texture, a bit of crunch to a soup. Now, I do like to grow quite a few microgreens of varying different types. Cress, the alfalfa from today, amaranth. There's quite a few out there, and I've often got different trays on the go at one time. And it's almost at the point now I'm sowing a tray every day just to try and keep those microgreens coming in. And I find that during these winter months that these microgreens are really, really good. I feel they are a must grow if you are trying to grow food all year round. They just add a bit of nice flavour, just a bit like a herb, I guess you could say. Microgreens are all go. Now give it a go and let us know how you get on with your own. Right, well, that brings us up to the end of this week's podcast, the Thursday Night Podcast. And I will be back again on Sunday. On Sunday, we are going to be sowing the basil seeds. Also got a live stream at 6 p.m. on Sunday as well, if that's of any interest to you too. Right, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.